I thank and praise God for this bore well that God has enabled us to put in this village with the prayer and support of Pastor Greg Young and Chosen Generation Minister, Radio Ministry, and by the prayer and support of the Pastor Greg Young and the Chosen Generation Ministry, we could put the bore well in this village for the community. Before, this community was drinking dirty water, and that was really causing a lot of sickness. But now they are getting pure and fresh water, and all the community is so thankful for Pastor Greg Young and Chosen Generation Ministry and all the supporters. And we pray for all of you that God would bless you and God would use you so that we can put more and more bore wells in a poor and a needy community, those who are really having a problem of the water. On the pitch. On Madhagrado. And this bore well we have put, and pure and fresh water is coming, and we are so thankful for all of you. Especially we thank to Pastor Greg Young and Chosen Generation Ministry that help us and support us to put the bore well. Thank you. God bless you.
Hi, I'm Tim Sheff, a certified natural health practitioner of over 40 years. I want to introduce you to a product that changed my life. The product's called Vibe, available at cgrwellness.com. I thought I was on a good nutritional program before I discovered Vibe. I was taking the traditional vitamin and mineral tablets, wasn't really feeling any different. So I tried Vibe. Vibe is an all-in-one vitamin and mineral supplement. It's a liquid multivitamin. It's cold-pressed, whole-food sourced, non-radiated, gluten-free, and has no pasteurization. Vibe is like fresh juicing without all the work. It supports four areas of the body: cardiovascular health, immune health, anti-aging, and healthy cell replication. Vibe is available in a 32-ounce bottle for home use or a very handy 1-ounce travel packet for life on the go. The first time I tried Vibe, I had more energy in about 20 minutes. I started thinking clear. Even believe I slept better. Get yours today at cgrwellness.com. Coupon code ChosenGenRadio at checkout and receive $20 off your first order of $50 or more. That's cgrwellness.com. Coupon code ChosenGenRadio. Get yours today.
These statements have not been evaluated by the U.S. Food and Drug Administration. Nego products do not treat, reduce, cure, or prevent disease.
Welcome to Chosen Generation with your host, Pastor Greg Young.
But you are a chosen generation, a royal priesthood, a holy nation, a peculiar people, that you should shew forth the praises of Him who has called you out of darkness into His marvelous light, which in time past were not a people, but are now the people of God, which had not obtained mercy, but now have obtained mercy.
And now, Chosen Generation, where no topic is off limits, and everything is filtered through biblical glasses. And now, here's your host, Pastor Greg.
And welcome back to Chosen Generation Radio, where no topic is off limits and everything filtered through biblical glasses. I'm your host, Pastor Greg. Hour number three. Great to have you with me. If you missed any parts of hours one or two, strongly encourage you to pick them up at the website, ChosenGenerationRadio.com. ChosenGenerationRadio.com. We'll have the podcasts up this afternoon, and you can be sure and check those out. Lots of information to cover, including the last hour that we spent with the leader of the Jewish Leadership Project, Avi Goldwasser, one of the founders of that, along with Charles Jacob, talking about anti-Semitism and the issues associated with that, and so many tie-ins to the whole ESG. One company that is not participating in ESG and all about giving you health freedom is my next guest. And he is the head of legal counsel for HealthShare. I want to welcome to the program Mike Sherman. Mike, welcome. Good to have you.
Thank you, Pastor Greg. I appreciate it. And glad to be able to have the opportunity to let folks know about Share Healthcare wherever we can.
Absolutely. And so talk to me. So let's get into that. What is Share Health, and how does Share Health change the way that healthcare is delivered?
Well, perhaps the easiest way for your followers to follow me on the explanation is Share Healthcare is just what its name suggests. We share one another's healthcare expenses. So you can think of it as a medical co-op, or you can think of it as a a modern way of passing the plate across denominations, across the nation, and actually around the world. So, Pastor Greg, if you were to become a member of Share Healthcare, you would immediately also get your own personal individual bank account at Lime Bank in Bolivar, Missouri. It's a physical brick-and-mortar bank, has a number of branches, but it's also an online digital bank. It's the only bank in the nation that's been FDIC and Federal Reserve approved to have these individual healthcare sharing accounts. So that's an important thing for your followers to understand, that their money is in the most regulated entity that their money can be. You know, if somebody's holding your money, you want to know what they're doing with it.
Sure.
And yet we also want our choices in medical care to be unregulated. And so that's what we are. Share Healthcare has received a what's called a CMS recognition letter. So when the Affordable Care Act was passed, they knew that for a bill that universal and compulsory, they needed to have a conscientious objector clause.
Okay.
So it had that for anybody who was a member of a healthcare sharing ministry, and you had to say, Mother, may I, to get your letter being recognized as a official healthcare sharing ministry with certain criteria. So Share Healthcare had done that. It's a predecessor, which was a Old German Baptist group, had gotten that letter. So let's say, Pastor Greg, that you're a member. You got your bank account. So do all the other ones. You go to your doctor, and they refer you to a bunch of other tests, who then refer you to other doctors, who refer you to other doctors.
Sure.
And they all send their electronic bills, or they call up Share Healthcare.
Okay.
And we tell them, all right, so if we can pay your bill in 24 to 48 hours, how much of a discount will you take? And right now, we're getting a discount of an average of 65%. That means some is more, some is less, but our average is 65%. That's so that means $100,000 bill becomes a $35,000 bill.
Okay.
And because of that, that's one of the reasons that our monthly contributions, because you would send into your personal bank account there at Lime Bank a monthly amount, and it's $149 for a single, $249 for a couple, $349 for a family of four, and $50 for everyone after that. So that, yeah, and you'd send that in either by, you know, you have a credit card or an ACH from your regular checking account.
Okay.
And so because of that ability to instantaneously pay a bill when it comes in, healthcare providers love us. I mean, we're getting referrals from doctors to tell people to join us because we are able to pay rapidly, but also we let them be a doctor. You mentioned right at your intro that Share Healthcare gives people medical freedom.
Yes.
We want to say three things: medical freedom, financial freedom, and religious freedom. Because another reason why our monthly rates are low, I mean, they're about literally one-fifth of the cost, national cost of the average for health insurance. And we're not insurance, so we don't have to have that regulation, that expense of that. But probably a more important one is the religious freedom, that because we are exempt from the Affordable Care Act, because we're not insurance, and so not mandated by all the states to do certain things, we are able to we share in medically necessary things, but things that aren't biblically repugnant.
Okay.
We don't share in abortions. We don't share in abortifacients. We don't share in what's called gender-affirming care.
Okay.
We just share things that have been broken bones, disease. We share in medically necessary things, not biblically repugnant or socially fashionable things.
Now, let me ask you this. What about the requirements as far as becoming a member? How difficult is the hurdle to become a member of Share Healthcare?
Well, if somebody's a smoker, it's a kind of difficult hurdle because they got to quit smoking.
Okay.
You know, our only real criteria is that a person be a Christian.
Okay.
And we have a statement of beliefs, and it's classical Christianity, so that it's like I said, we're passed and played across denominations and across the nation. So whether somebody's a Catholic or a Protestant or an Anabaptist, you know, Amish or Mennonite, who say they're neither Catholic nor Protestant, if they're a Christian and can ascribe to their basic statement of beliefs, you know, that God
Jesus Christ, God, there's a God, there's Jesus Christ is Lord, the Bible is inerrant and full of truth, There's a heaven and a hell. I don't even know if you go that deep, but there's a heaven and a hell. I mean, just the core tenets, you know, of biblical Christianity, marriage between a man and a woman, perhaps.
Right.
You know, those kinds of beliefs.
Yes, and that issue on natural marriage isn't literally in our statement of beliefs. I mean, we have a list of statement of beliefs.
Okay.
But the issue of the natural marriage is in, we have what we call the handbook, pretty obviously. Mm-hmm. It's the handbook of how we're going to share things.
Got to have one of those.
And it says, you know, what is shareable, what isn't.
Right.
And not shareable are things that are outside the biblical model of marriage, which is natural marriage.
Got it.
And when we define couple, like I said, you know, a single is 149, a couple is 249, family is 349. Well, when we define a couple, that is a person, either a single mom and one child, or two people who are married in natural marriage, you know, man and woman.
There you go. There
so
you go.
When we, and then you were saying, what are the eligibility? As I mentioned, no tobacco use at all, you know, chew, smoke, you, that's excluded. Any misuse of prescribed drugs or any use of illegal drugs. And that would also include any use of marijuana because that has been a problem and it still is, even in the states where it's legal, it's a problem.
Mm-hmm.
Right, if anybody's been to, let's say, Denver 40 years ago and Denver now, it is entirely different. Yeah. And you saw the shifts change when they went to recreational marijuana.
Absolutely. I have friends that live there and they've said the same thing. It's, yeah. Anyway, go ahead.
So that's it. I mean, it's pretty straight up.
Now, let me ask you this. So what about pre-existing conditions?
And that's, we accept people with pre-existing.
Okay.
But because we're not a government that can print money and an insurance company that has reserves to invest it, we don't share, we can't share in those things that are pre-existing.
Okay.
So we don't decline the person if they are pre-existing, but they might choose to decline us.
Is there a point at which a pre-existing condition becomes acceptable?
No. No. No, and there are some healthcare sharing ministries that say that after 2 years, et cetera.
Uh-huh.
And we don't. It just, what we're trying to do is be as most help as we can to the people that we fit.
Okay.
And also have the least conflict. And I've been working with healthcare sharing ministries for 35 years. And so I've seen the good, the bad, and the ugly. And so I took the good and tried to leave away the bad and the ugly when we designed this.
Okay.
And what I found was there's just so much misunderstanding and conflict when there's a vague or amorphous or, you know, stair-step criteria to when people would share on pre-existing. And people, if they were hearing, yes, we do take pre-existing and et cetera, et cetera, et cetera, they might only hear we take pre-existing and not hear the other parts. And right.
So then that becomes a conflict at some point because they thought they heard, well, you handle right. this, and, well, now you're not handling it, and it was because there were stipulations associated with the handling of it, and right. and there you go. So right. so there's not a flex with regards to pre-existing. It's just that's unfortunately. In this case, we don't do pre-existing.
Correct, because when the person had the aha moment of whatever was the problem with their sharing, they'd run up a big bill, and now they're stuck with it because their understanding was not correct. So we want to, you know, let your yes be yes and your no, no, lest you fall into judgment.
Sure.
And that's it, you know, twice in Scripture, once by Christ, another time by one of his half-brothers.
Right.
So just try to be as straight up as possible. Now, mm-hmm. we do have quite a number of people who have pre-existing who choose to join us. A couple different reasons. One, because everything other than their pre-existing issue, which might not ever rear its ugly head again,
right,
is shared, and they understand that. Or they might go on the exchange and get whatever that has, which is, you know, normally an 80-20 and an $8,000 deductible. I mean, it's not great, but if they have a big thing with their pre-existing, there it is.
Right.
And they also have shared health care to give them the choices.
Mm-hmm.
Or one other thing that I've come up with a number of times is somebody feels like they're an indentured servant to their policy that they have through their employer because of the pre-existing,
mm-hmm.
and they had their family on it. And I said, well, you know, you as the employee, you probably get yours for free. They normally say yes, free or fairly expensively.
Right.
But your family winds up being $1,000 more or so.
Right.
So
you can make that shift over, bring your family over, and now you save yourself $600-700 a month, and you still have a coverage that you can offer for your wife and your kids.
Correct. And then they can be in the family part.
Hold that thought. And we will be back with more on this. Mike Sharman, sharehealthcare.com. And I appreciate you answering our questions. I'll be back right after this.
Hi, I'm Tim Schaff, a certified natural health practitioner. I want to introduce you to a product that I think will interest everyone. The product called Natural Sleep, available at cgrwellness.com. I've been seeing clients in the alternative health industry for over 40 years. One common problem seems to stand out. People just can't sleep. Maybe it's too much stress. Maybe they've gotten older. Whatever the reason, we have a solution you need to get a great night's sleep. You can find it at cgrwellness.com. Natural Sleep uses a combination of vitamin, minerals, and some very healthy calming herbals to support relaxation and calmness before sleep. It's a fast-acting liquid formula that tastes great with no negative side effects or hangover effect in the morning. And it's non-habit forming. The product's available in a 16-ounce bottle for home use or a very handy 1-ounce travel packet for life on the go. Get yours today at cgrwellness.com, coupon code ChosenGenRadio at checkout, and get $20 off your first order of $50 or more. That's cgrwellness.com, coupon code ChosenGenRadio. That's cgrwellness.com, coupon code Chosen Gin Radio. Get yours today.
These statements have not been evaluated by the U.S. Food and Drug Administration. Negro products do not treat, reduce, cure, or prevent disease.
Everyone is being affected by higher prices at the pump. Maybe you've seen the meme where the man calls the police to say he's been robbed. Where did this robbery occur? The dispatcher asks. At pump number 7, says the man. Can you describe them? Sure, they had flashing lights and a long trunk. Unfortunately, the price of gas and diesel is no longer a laughing matter, and it's causing us all to have to rethink our lifestyles. We have an answer for you. Green fuel tabs. Green Fuel Tabs by Green Fuel Global are a fuel enhancer and conditioner that actually accelerates the combustion process, reduces emissions, and cleans the entire engine system without use of harmful detergents. Our products are EPA registered and have been used commercially for almost 2 decades. So stop getting gouged at the pumps. Just drop a Green Fuel Tab into your tank and save from 10 to 20% on your next tank of fuel. Head over to greenfueltabs.shop. That's greenfueltabs.shop. $2.50 will treat a 10-gallon tank. Get your order in today, drop a Green Fuel Tab in your tank, and start experiencing the savings.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, inventor of MyPillow. Thanks to your support, you've helped make MyPillow become one of the fastest-growing companies in America. Over the last 12 years, you've helped MyPillow create thousands of jobs right here in the USA.
When I got MyPillow, I'm asleep almost immediately. I stay asleep at night, and I wake up more well-rested in the morning.
That's why I invented MyPillow. My patented fill adjusts to your exact individual needs and helps keep your neck supported and aligned. I'm interrupting this commercial to bring you my BOGO extravaganza. For example, you get one of my Giza Dream bed sheets and you get a second set absolutely free. Or my 6-piece towel set. Buy one set, get another one absolutely free. Or get my classic premium MyPillow and get another one absolutely free. So call the number on your screen or go to MyPillow.com and use your promo code to get my buy one, get one free offers and get deep discounts on all MyPillow products.
Hi, I'm Tim Schaff, a certified natural health practitioner of over 40 years. I want to introduce you to a product that changed my life. The product's called Vibe, available at cgrwellness.com. I thought I was on a good nutritional program before I discovered Vibe. I was taking the traditional vitamin mineral tablets, wasn't really feeling any different. So I tried Vibe. Vibe is an all-in-one vitamin mineral supplement. It's a liquid multivitamin. It's cold-pressed, whole-food sourced, non-radiated, gluten-free, and has no pasteurization. Vibe is like fresh juicing without all the work. It supports 4 areas of the body: cardiovascular health, immune health, anti-aging, and healthy cell replication. Vibe is available in a 32-ounce bottle for home use or a very handy 1-ounce travel packet for life on the go. The first time I tried Vibe, I had more energy in about 20 minutes. I started thinking clear. Even believe I slept better. Get yours today at cgrwellness.com. Coupon code ChosenGenRadio at checkout and receive $20 off your first order of $50 or more. That's cgrwellness.com. Coupon code ChosenGenRadio. Get yours today.
These statements have not been evaluated by the U.S. Food and Drug Administration. Negro products do not treat, reduce, cure, or prevent disease.
You can support Chosen Generation and make a tax-deductible donation by visiting www.chosengenerationradio.com. And now, back to Chosen Generation with Pastor Greg.
And welcome back to Chosen Generation Radio, where no topic is off limits and everything filtered through biblical glasses. And my very special guest is Mike Sharman. We're talking about Share Healthcare, and you can find it at sharehealthcare.com. Sharehealthcare.com. And they are standing by, ready to answer your questions. You can call them right now, as a matter of fact, at 844-742-7342. That's 844-742-7342. And we're trying to, of course, discuss with you the things that we feel are going to be the most asked questions. One we talked about in the break, and if you don't mind, I'd love to bring that up. Because of my accident, I gained weight. And that's just a part of, you know, the swelling and all that other kind of stuff. Now, I've lost 145 pounds. Which I'm very pleased about, but I'm still a big guy. Would a big guy like me have a chance at being a member of Share Healthcare?
Sure. You know, obesity, what's listed as obesity on the charts, is itself not an issue. I have two sons. They're both listed as obese when they, you know, are filling out their life insurance policies and stuff. But you pat both of them on the back and you're hitting solid rock. You know, you punch them in the arm and the same thing. Heavy does not mean unhealthy. And somebody doesn't have to be solid rock and also be overweight of what somebody else's chart said is overweight and not be healthy. I mean, Fijians, Samoans, South Pacific folks are big people, tall and broad and heavy. And they have almost no cardiovascular problems. They have long lives. You know, I have a friend, a woman friend who's a member of our church, and she's back in Fiji now, but, you know, she's a heavy woman. She's in her 70s. You'd think she's in her 40s. So, no, obesity is not an issue. In fact, we don't do medical underwriting.
Okay.
You know, we might ask people about the pre-existing just mm-hmm. so that there's no mistake later.
Right, so we're clear. Sure.
Right. And, but... That's not an issue. What is an issue is, are you a Christian? Do you want to share your medical expenses with others? And do you understand the risk, too? Because this isn't insurance. It's not government care. We are doing nothing more than being a highly organized, hopefully very efficient way, like I said, of passing the plate across the nation. Mm-hmm. And the great thing is it works. You know, I mentioned the speed with which we are able to share.
Right.
We have a goal that we would never take longer than 30 days in sharing a medical bill from the time we get the bill. Well, we haven't hit past 17 yet.
Wow.
So in 17 days, their needs are met. I mentioned that we get the discounts of an average of 65%, so only 35% of the bill, and that's by the agreement of the healthcare provider.
Mm-hmm.
Well,
right.
One other thing is because it's, you know, remember, medical freedom, financial freedom, and religious freedom. Well, the medical freedom is, you can go anywhere in the world that you want to get your care. And as long as you're getting your care from a licensed medical professional, that's shareable. We need the bill in English.
Okay.
And if you are going to get your care overseas, because a lot of places, you know, Germany, Israel, India, often have care that has not yet been accepted here in the U.S.
Okay.
It's more effective. So you want to go where it's workable.
Absolutely.
If you go overseas, give us a call first, because we very well might pay for your airfare and your hotel while you're there, because the care overseas is a whole lot less expensive than it is here.
Wow.
And what we want to do is share one another's bills in the most steward-like way that we can.
Got it. Got it. Now, what about, real quick, before we lose, and I know we'll have you back, but what about naturopathy, naturopathic types of doctors and things of that nature?
Right. If it's the doctor itself, if it's a medically necessary issue, that's shareable.
Okay.
But, you know, let's say that they're saying, okay, well, I want you to take these supplements, you know, each day, each month. Well, that wouldn't be. Those type of maintenance things are not.
Okay.
You know, chiropractic. Chiropractic, mm-hmm. you get up to 20 visits for physical therapy. But if you're just going to chiropractor, you know, every month because it makes you feel better, that's not shareable.
Okay.
So I hope people are getting that distinction. Whatever is medically necessary, yes. So let's say, and also on those amounts that I mentioned, the 149, 249, 349,
mm-hmm.
try to do the biblical model of load and burden. Each of us is supposed to be carrying our own load, and the burden that we cannot carry individually, the body of Christ does.
Amen.
So the individual load on that is $1,000 personal expense per event. So let's say you go to the doctor, and it's just, you just have a checkup. But the doctor during that checkup says, I'm kind of concerned here. Well, that checkup was probably only 120, so that'd be typically yours to share.
Mm-hmm.
And he did some blood work. That brought it up to about 800. He said, well, I want you to go and get this test. Well, bam, you're over 1,000. And now he has disastrous news, and it's going to be a couple of years of treatment. Well, you're still only at, that is the same event.
Okay.
And we have no upper limit, we have no annual limit, and we have no per event limit. Because, okay. Again, it's load and burden. And anything above that 1,000 is a burden to most people.
So the amount then that we would be responsible for, or the person who signs up, would be $1,000 per occurrence.
Well, no, I don't even want to say that, because let's say that you've had a heart problem.
Okay.
Well, most people who have a heart problem, there'll be a series of occurrences. So it's from that first time the doctor says, I think we got a problem here.
Okay. Okay.
And you go forward from there.
Got it. Got it. Okay. Got it. So more like modality as opposed to to particular incident. If there's a modality issue, that is the umbrella incident, so to speak. Right. I don't want to lock you into a legal term here. So folks, what you need to do is again, you need to get in contact with them. You need to ask the questions. You need to read the literature. And what I'm loving about this is that there's no hard question that is left with any sense of vagueness. There is a very clear answer and a clear understanding of the blessing and the benefit that you're getting. And it's all predicated on a biblical worldview and biblical values. And folks, that is, as a Christian, that's the kind of company you want to line up with. ShareHealthcare.com. Give them a call today. 844-742-7342. That's 844-742-7342. Mike, thanks for being with me today. I greatly appreciate it. I'll be back with more Chosen Generation Radio coming up right after this.
Hi, I'm Tim Sheff, a certified natural health practitioner of over 40 years. I want to introduce you to a product that changed my life. The product's called Vibe, available at cgrwellness.com. I thought I was on a good nutritional program before I discovered Vibe. I was taking the traditional vitamin and mineral tablets, wasn't really feeling any different. So I tried Vibe. Vibe is an all-in-one vitamin and mineral supplement. It's a liquid multivitamin. It's cold-pressed, whole-food sourced, non-radiated, gluten-free, and has no pasteurization. Vibe is like fresh juicing without all the work. It supports four areas of the body: cardiovascular health, immune health, anti-aging, and healthy cell replication. Vibe is available in a 32-ounce bottle for home use or a very handy 1-ounce travel packet for life on the go. The first time I tried Vibe, I had more energy in about 20 minutes. I started thinking clearer. Even believe I slept better. Get yours today at cgrwellness.com. Coupon code ChosenGenRadio at checkout and receive $20 off your first order of $50 or more. That's cgrwellness.com. Coupon code ChosenGenRadio. Get yours today.
These statements have not been evaluated by the U.S. Food and Drug Administration. Neither products do not treat, reduce, cure, or prevent disease.
Everyone is being affected by higher prices at the pump. Maybe you've seen the meme where the man calls the police to say he's been robbed. Where did this robbery occur? The dispatcher asks. At pump number 7, says the man. Can you describe them? Sure, they had flashing lights and a long trunk. Unfortunately, the price of gas and diesel is no longer a laughing matter, and it's causing us all to have to rethink our lifestyles. We have an answer for you. Green Fuel Tabs. Green Fuel Tabs by Green Fuel Global are a fuel fuel enhancer and conditioner that actually accelerates the combustion process, reduces emissions, and cleans the entire engine system without use of harmful detergents. Our products are EPA registered and have been used commercially for almost 2 decades. So stop getting gouged at the pumps. Just drop a green fuel tab into your tank and save from 10 to 20% on your next tank of fuel. Head over to greenfueltabs.shop. That's greenfueltabs.shop. $2.50 will treat a 10-gallon tank. Get your order in today, drop a green fuel tab in your tank, and start experiencing the savings.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, and I want to give each and every one of you one last chance to get my original My Slippers. Go to MyPillow.com or call the number on your screen now. Use your promo code and you'll get your very own My Slippers for only $49.98. That's $90 off and the biggest savings ever. What makes My Slippers different is my exclusive four-layer design that you won't find in any other slippers. My Slippers patented layers make them ultra comfortable, extremely durable, and they help reduce stress on your feet. Not only that, they come with an indoor-outdoor sole, so you can wear them anytime, anywhere. I guarantee they'll be the most comfortable slippers you'll ever own. And now you can get them for the best savings ever, only $49.98. Go to MyPillow.com or call the number on your screen now to get your very own My Slippers for only $49.98. That's $90 off. We have extremely low quantities, and once they're gone, they're gone. So order now.
Everyone is being affected by higher prices at the pump. Maybe you've seen the meme where the man calls the police to say he's been robbed. Where did this robbery occur? The dispatcher asks. At pump number 7, says the man. Can you describe them? Sure, they had flashing lights and a long trunk. Unfortunately, the price of gas and diesel is no longer a laughing matter, and it's causing us all to have to rethink our lifestyles. We have an answer for you. Green Fuel Tabs. Green Fuel Tabs by Green Fuel Global are a fuel enhancer and conditioner that actually accelerates the combustion process, reduces emissions, and cleans the entire engine system without use of harmful detergents. Our products are EPA registered and have been used commercially for almost 2 decades. So stop getting gouged at the pumps. Just drop a green fuel tab into your tank and save from 10 to 20% on your next tank of fuel. Head over to greenfueltabs.shop. That's greenfueltabs.shop. $2.50 will treat a 10-gallon tank. Get your order in today, drop a green fuel tab in your tank, and start experiencing the savings.
Did you know you can do your tithing and love offering right from your computer? Visit www.chosengenerationradio.com to support Chosen Generation and make a tax-deductible donation. Now back to Chosen Generation with Pastor Greg.
All right, there we go. Welcome back to Chosen Generation Radio, where no topic is off limits and everything filtered through biblical glasses. And very pleased to welcome my next guest to the program. He is with the Epoch Times. He and I have, and you can find it in our blog section, but he and I did just a very in-depth coverage regarding the biological warfare weapon that has been referred to as COVID-19. The release of that, the impact on Wuhan, the number, millions, more than likely, that were killed, and the evidence of that being cell phones that are tracked that went silent. But we've got that whole interview for you, the conversation that describes the incineration of the bodies there in Wuhan that was going 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, just everything associated with that. The reason I bring that up is what we're about to share with you is information that mainstream media is not covering, once again, and that is critically important for us here in the United States to hear about and to understand. Four pieces of news related to China that are out in Chinese language media, but not yet in English media, and may or may not make it into English media because of the control and the influence that CCP seems to have over our media apparatus, especially here in the United States. Nan Su is my guest. Nan, welcome. Good to have you.
Hey, morning, Greg. Thank you for having me.
Well, did I misspeak any of my introduction, or am I saying these things correctly?
That was correct, but actually you forgot to mention our show was one of the earliest. You know, it was back in it was a CPAC 2020. That was like February that COVID hasn't started in in United States yet.
That's
the time we talk about those things.
Yeah, you're right. We brought those things up after CPAC, and then you and I began doing those in-depth interviews about what was going on, and we talked about the 10,000 family feasts. We talked about, why that was allowed. We talked about the timeline. We talked about their false statements and false release of statements and so on. More of that really is involved in what we're talking about here. There's a number of issues. Let's talk about the in education curriculum. So starting in fourth grade, in Chinese schools, you're going to start learning Russian. Is that correct?
That it's correct, and you know, before the middle of 60s, the middle of 1960s, China, under Chinese Communist Party, had, you know, they use Russian language as the first foreign language for the students to learn. Now, in the mid 60s, Chairman Mao broke up with former Soviet Union because he wanted to be the number one leader in the communist worldwide movement. So they broke up. So since the early 70s, Chinese young students has been studying English as the first foreign language. Now this year, Chinese Education Department just came out with a new all brand new curriculum, that's going to teach kids from fourth grade up Russian. Now, this is very interesting because, ever since early 70s, you only choose to learn Russian after you go to college as like a second foreign language. But now they're going to try to start Russians that kind of education from fourth grade up. So you can see China and Russia, they're really coming together.
That leads into the second piece of this, and I mentioned something to you also that I think is part of this is that we should bring out. Putin's invasion of the Ukraine is not necessarily, I know some are saying, the media is not telling us the truth, that the Russians are winning more, but I'm hearing from people on the ground that in fact the Ukraine defense systems are holding up. A lot of the missiles that were shot at Kiev were in fact knocked down by the air defense system in Kiev, which was not anticipated or believed that the Russians were going to be able to take that out rather quickly. There have been civilian casualties, significant civilian casualties. Another thing the Russians try to distance themselves from and then claim that it's all denazification. But nonetheless, Putin has not been as successful in the Ukraine as he would have liked to have been. And it seems as though that may have some bearing now on this relationship. And then she's got an election coming up the middle of October. Can you tie those two pieces together as we continue to walk through this?
Well, she is going to try to continue his party secretary general position in the coming Chinese Communist Party CCP's national conference, which will start from October 16th. Now, right now, it looks like he's going to get it. Now, however, Xi and Putin, their cooperation started way earlier. Remember, we actually talked about that. Putin visited Beijing February the 3rd, just one day before the opening ceremony of Beijing Winter Olympic, right?
Right.
So, and he signed a bundle of agreement, economic agreement, for China to purchase oil and gas from Russia, you know, because they know what's coming when Putin invade Ukraine, you know, the Western world is going to economically put a sanction on Russia, right? So
right.
That's why, you know, it's a huge deal China purchased oil and gas. And lately, right now, I think it's just going on, still going on. The Russian and China, they are putting a military exercise together. And also, there are also news, Putin is purchasing missiles and other weapons from North Korea. Now, guess who is giving the missiles and weapons to North Korea?
Hello. Hello. Well, you know, it's interesting. You mentioned early on, too, in our conversation here today about the, in the 1960s that there was a distancing between the CCP and Russia. You sent me a picture, which I thought was very interesting, and I had known this from history, that Lenin was Mao's mentor at one time. But when Mao came back to China, at a certain point, there was a falling out between the Chinese Communist Party and the Communist Party of Russia, where he got the ideas. Can you give a brief description of why there was this falling out?
Yeah, because after Joseph Stalin died, China's Chairman Mao and Russia, they fight to who will be leading the communist worldwide movement, right?
Okay.
So that's how how China and former Soviet Union broke up. And that's why in the late 60s, Chairman Mao played ping pong diplomacy and get a bunch of useful idiots, people like Henry Kissinger to visit Beijing, how China and United States started the kind of like almost 50 years of wrong direction of our China policy,
mm-hmm.
right? So
mm-hmm.
So this is the history. And that was, you know, you look it back, it's really, you know, it's the Western world that really tried to, in the past 50 years, it's the investments, markets, technology that really helped China grow, especially after 2001, we let China join WTO. Now, from 2001 to 2021, China's economy grew tenfold. I mean, tenfold. Right now,
right. Keep
in mind, Russia's economy is only one-tenth of China. It's less than one-tenth of China. Meaning, Russia's economy right now is equal to China's economy back in 2001. So who is the main enemy here? I don't need to name it.
I'm sorry. I'm what? Ah, okay. I'm being invaded by gnats. So my sincere apologies, and they keep taking a dive into my drinking cup, and I'm not interested in that extra protein. So I just had to have my son come. I wanted to make sure that I got a clean cup. We're going to try to drink some more water here. It's interesting again that a weak U.S. policy is facilitating this alliance that's taking place, because now as we dig deeper into this, what we find is that there's a currency shift that's going on.
Well, that is correct. Actually, that it didn't start today, but the actions started taking place just this past week. Now, Russian and China, Putin and Chairman Xi, they start talking about building independent system outside of a SWIFT. Now, SWIFT is a Society of a Worldwide Interbank Financial Telecommunication System.
Uh-huh.
That's the system. Basically, more than 90% of the international trade will go through, and that system basically is based on U.S. dollar, right? Now, if you are not in that system, so you cannot do international trade, basically. But, you know, and guess what? You know, in the later half of last year, Putin and Xi really talking about building an independent system. We all know the answer now because they know, you know, once Russia invade Ukraine, the first thing is, you know, the Western world is to kick Russia out of the system, which we did. So, last week, what China and Russia make a joint announcement, they're going to start using Chinese yuan and Russian ruble to do their trade, start with all the oil and gas. So that's going on right now.
Now, there are some who suggest, oh, Putin is a hero and he's fighting back against the World Economic Forum. And that this is all, you know, that we should somehow celebrate. Oh, and that China, I think it's China, has gone on to the gold standard. Oh, my gosh, I blew right through the break. You know what? Forget it. We're going to keep going. Can you talk to me about that?
Well, I think, you know, for those people thinking, you know, Putin and China, I would suggest this. There is a huge opposition force building up in the Eurasian continent centered around China, Russia, and Iran. So you look at that entire region, you know, all the Central Asian countries, like they broke up from former Soviet Union, Kazakhstan, Tajikistan, or Afghanistan, Pakistan, you know, and all these countries, they are right now all in that camp, including Belarus, right? Of course. So all these countries, they are basically forming a huge ally in Eurasian continents that's against the allies of democratic countries in the entire world. So, you know, so that's what's going on. You know, that's really the main threat to the entire free world. So, you know, we really need to know who is the enemy here.
And the assassination of, was it Shinzo?
Yeah.
In Japan, he really was a driving force and a thorn in the side of the CCP, correct?
Yes, Shinzo Abe, he started this called Indo-Pacific Strategy, and he started that in 2008. You know, the same year the Beijing had a Beijing Olympic, the entire world really looking the miracles from China, and he started that Indo-Pacific Strategy. And that strategy, if you look at White House, that strategy, Trump actually adopted that strategy. Now, this Indo-Pacific region covered two-thirds of world's economy and half of the total world's population, and that's why the U.S. Indo-Pacific strategy say this is the region, the center of gravity of the world.
Okay.
And really, China is the main threat of the stability of this region.
And what China and Russia and Iran are doing essentially is taking over that initiative, so to speak, so that instead of it being led by someone who has democratic ideas and ideas of freedom and free trade and so on, it is now going to be controlled by these communist entities. Is that an accurate statement?
Yes, mainly, you know, China is
the driving force,
major component of this entire camp that's quickly forming on your Asian continent.
And the effort to take over and overtake Taiwan would essentially be to isolate Japan and force Japan to become a part of it or potentially be isolated and strangled off.
Yeah. As Putin pushing to the west, China is pushing to its east and to the south. So that's why, you know, they're coming together. You know, they each have the other's back. You know, when Putin pushing to the west into Ukraine, China is having the Russia's back, and China is pushing to the east and the south, threatening South China Sea and Japan. And, you know, Russia is and Iran are having China's back. So that's what's going on, you know, with Iran into their pocket. You know, China pushes its strategic rear all the way to Persian Gulf.
There is a country that stands in between some of all of this, and that is Turkey.
Turkey, yeah. Well, we don't know how Turkey is going to turn. We hope it's going to turn to a good direction. Now, India is over there, you know, so Turkey and India, you know, are two important.
India is critical, and India is trying to hang on to its national identity. They broke off Jammu and Kashmir to create barriers between themselves and what's coming down out of Afghanistan as a geopolitical and militarily strategic move. But they understand what's happening, and obviously they understand that mountain range there that's just to the west of Jammu and Kashmir, and the battle that has been raging over there that the world media is not reporting upon, but is still very, very active. And then you've got China all along. Really, along India's western border.
Yes, India is our major airline, and Turkey is going to be, you know, at the front position.
Right.
And because China connected to Iran through two countries, right? There are only two countries between China and Iran. That's Pakistan and Afghanistan, right? China has been talking about building the energy corridors through Pakistan before the fall of Afghanistan. Now, with the fall of Afghanistan into China's hands, that energy corridor is there. So they are building all the pipes, you know, through these two countries.
Everything they need.
Iran and China.
My! It's a very rapidly changing landscape.
That is correct.
All right. So we've talked about the adoption back into the Chinese fold of the Russian language. We've talked a little bit about the China-Russia coming together and their currency situation, and then now I guess the next step is the educational indoctrination. And what I have here is that based on chats on the Chinese social media WeChat, many local governments of cities and counties in China have recently started sending out to schools a so-called white list of books that are allowed to be used by school teachers. They've also started confiscating books from teachers and destroying books that are not on the list. Talk to me about the overwhelming override of the education system.
Yes, right now there's many local government in China. They, you know, basically send out a white list. They call it a white list. It's a list of books that own that's allowed, you know, by school teachers to be used in the school system. And then they also going after all the teachers and confiscate the books that's not on the list. They take away, and then they also ban people from borrowing those books that's not on white list from library. So they are taking away those books from the library shelves and send them and recycle them, and to make paper. So those are like a recycling paper now to be sent back. You know, they're not doing the way the Nazi did. Nazi basically put those books together and burn them, but then now they're, you know, just recycling all these books in China. But the action is very much similar. You can see what the direction China is moving towards to.
Well, folks, this is going to be something that's going to be very important for us to be paying very close attention to. You're hearing it first right here on Chosen Generation Radio. As Nancy pointed out when we began our interview process today, you know, we were one of the first ones right here with Nancy to talk about what was really going on in Wuhan, create the timeline, and get that information out so that people could be aware of it. You can go back and you can listen to that. I've got that in a blog post where I've got each one of our interviews, Nan, available for people to be able to grab a hold of. This is another one of those incredibly critical interviews that people need to understand what is happening, and this triad of China, the CCP, Russia, the Putin and his organization, and Iran, and Rossi, the president over there, and those imams, and how they are coming together to form this triad to basically run this, what would you call it, Pan-Asian?
Well, I don't know how to call it yet. There's no name after this. But this in the Eurasian continent is quickly forming, and it moves clearly. In early on, like for example, last year, March of last year, China signed economic agreement with Iran, and after that, in the following 25 years, China is going to provide $400 billion U.S. dollar worth of economic aid to Iran, and as a return, Iran will provide constant oil support to China, and you know, so those things, you know, piece by piece coming together.
It's coming
and
together.
After the Ukraine war started.
We're going to run out of time here. I've only got 10 seconds. Nan Su, Epic Times. Thank you so much, sir, for being with us. I look forward to having you back. We got a lot more to cover on this.
Thank you for having me.
Hi, I'm Tim Sheff, a certified natural health practitioner of over 40 years. I want to introduce you to a product that changed my life. The product's called Vibe, available at cgrwellness.com. I thought I was on a good nutritional program before I discovered Vibe. I was taking the traditional vitamin mineral tablets, wasn't really feeling any different. So I tried Vibe. Vibe is an all-in-one vitamin mineral supplement. It's a liquid multivitamin. It's cold-pressed, whole food sourced, non-radiated, gluten-free, and has no pasteurization. Vibe is like fresh juicing without all the work. It supports four areas of the body: cardiovascular health, immune health, anti-aging, and healthy cell replication. Vibe is available in a 32-ounce bottle for home use or a very handy 1-ounce travel packet for life on the go. The first time I tried Vibe, I had more energy in about 20 minutes. I started thinking clear. Even believe I slept better. Get yours today at cgrwellness.com. Coupon code ChosenGenRadio at checkout and receive $20 off your first order of $50 or more. That's cgrwellness.com. Coupon code ChosenGenRadio. Get yours today.
These statements have not been evaluated by the U.S. Food and Drug Administration. Negro products do not treat, reduce, cure, or prevent disease.
Hi, this is Pastor Greg, and you're listening to Chosen Generation Radio. Get more at ChosenGenerationRadio.com. That's Chosen Generation Radio, where no topic is off limits and everything filtered through biblical glasses. At the end of the day, when I stand before my God, I do not want him to ask me, "What did you do with the world that I sent my son to die for and redeem? How did you fight the good fight to share the good news and keep evil in check? How did you shine your light and be a beacon of truth in the darkness?" Did you shrink back in fear when they demanded you change my message? Did you call evil good and good evil? Did you forsake my love for that of another, lying with the adulterer and setting up a new idol in your life? Have you defiled yourself through compromise and tolerance of that which I call an abomination? Have you innocent blood on your hands for the children murdered on your watch and the young ones perverted in their way by evil men, seeking their own comfort and reviling me? No. At the end of the day, I want him to simply say, the evidence is in. Well done, thou good and faithful servant. I love my God, and I love his creation, and I will go to my grave telling the world that evil is evil, and only God is good, and Jesus came to save the world. That no matter the evil in the world, I will never give up, and in spite of the hate, I will love in truth. God bless you all, and may love remove the veil, so you all might enter into his rest.